You are now listening to the Shu'em Soul Experience.
Welcome to the Shu'em Soul Experience. My name is Stefan and I'm the host of the show. And this show always consists of two different parts. The second part of the show is a shamanic ritual, which we consider very beneficial in bringing you into a very deep inner peace. Because this inner peace, as a matter of fact, is always there. Right now, in this moment, you know, this inner peace is always here. The only thing is, we are too busy with ourselves. We are too busy with what we think, what we feel, what all our opinions about everything and nothing. We're just too busy and too concerned with ourselves to notice it. But it's always there. And the ritual we do is aiming at grabbing your attention, leading it out, freeing it, so to speak, of all this turmoil, and leading your attention out and pulling it into this wide open space, which you are, on a deeper level. Because even right now, you know, if you would pay attention, you could clearly see within yourself that you just exist. And existence is just a sort of being, or you know, however you want to call it. It's very open, very peaceful, very harmonious. And within this being, just watch now, thoughts arise. They just pop up. You're not making them. Just watch now. Are you making them or are they popping them up? Or are they popping up? Of course they're popping up. And just watch now, within yourself, a thought pops up. When you give attention to the thought will evolve to a little story. And when you get into the story, that little story will become your little story. Get into an angry thought, and you will become angry. And you will observe the world in an angry way. So you will think a lot of things are annoying, then you will act from that perspective, and of course people will react on that, and that will acknowledge your way of looking. All the time we're locked up in this sort of internal circles connecting us to the outside. And it's not that much that the whole world is annoying when we are angry. No, of course not. No, of course not everything is annoying. But when you are annoyed, everything is annoying. So I think the whole trick in all these mechanisms is to come into a position that you look or experience life in a way which is not colored by these sort of things, that you don't look from anger, that you don't look from lust or whatever sort of turmoil you have, because it will put you in a situation that you cannot appropriately react to what's there. When I am angry, I will react angry towards just about everything that comes towards me. And that might not be appropriate for what's approaching me. Somebody might be very friendly, and I react in an angry way. That's not appropriate, not in a moral sense, but in an energetic sense. You're not free to react to how the situation is, because that is appropriate. I think you should try to get into a position in which you're within yourself in a peaceful and open way, so you can react to what is actually there and not to your interpretation what's there. Because, of course, there's a very big difference between what's actually there, the world, and your angry interpretation of it. And I won't say there won't be any annoying things, but the whole world is not annoying. So the more you get into a neutral position yourself, the more optimal you can react to anything that you perceive. And of course, that's a very big advantage. And I think especially in these times, if you look around you right now, that everything is sort of falling apart. The economical structures, the social structures, the weather patterns, the way nature behaves. Obviously, everything is in in high speed change all the time. And it just seems like it's picking up speed. And I think, you know, all these changes might be, you know, scary in a way. So it's very easy to get into these inner trains with, you tell yourself, this is terrible, this should be like this, that. And I think you create a lot of havoc in that way within yourself. And because all these things, that, especially the things that touch your security in life, your house, your job, your family, your food, that sort of thing, that will evoke a lot of, you know, inner things. And if you don't deal with that in the right way, you will be very discontent. You will be very, very full of discontent. You will be angry all the time. You will be sad all the time, depressed all the time. Obviously, it's not changing your situation. In a way, it just makes your situation more miserable. It's not only that you don't have any money, but you also feel miserable about it. Well, what's the benefit of that? There is no benefit of that. So I think the best thing you can try to do, no matter how your situation is, whether you have a job or money or rich or poor, it's completely irrelevant, because your attitude, you know, defines how you experience it.
Please visit our website at shuemsoulexperience.com. Shuem, S-H-U-E-M.
So I think contentment should not depend on your life circumstances, because they will change all the time. You should find a place within yourself that you can be content no matter how your life circumstances are. And as I said, especially now when everything is changing so rapidly, it's so easy to get lost into anger, in fear, in sadness, in despair, and it's not helping you. So try to find a position in which you can stay within your own power, within your own peace. And you will be able much more to deal with life in a positive way. Because in a world in which everything is changing so rapidly, you cannot have grip. Everything you try to grab is changing. So you can grab it, but it's changing. The whole position of it, the whole meaning of it, the whole importance of it is changing. So there's... What can you grab? There's nothing to grab anymore. So what you should try to do is to find a peaceful place within yourself in which you can stay, in which you can rest, and let the change just happen without you trying to get in a state about it, because that's not helping you. I think this is a way of getting grip by letting go. I find problems in general mean that you get sucked into a little story on the inside which tells you something drama-like. You know, it's terrible, it's horrible, and you shouldn't, and you know, this sort of story. So if you don't do that, you will see that the thought might come up that it's terrible, but if you don't get into it, after that you will get a thought about a cup of coffee. And that saves you a lot of trouble. That makes that you remain in the same spot. If you would run with these thoughts about the despair and how terrible everything is, you will experience life from that angle. Yeah? And then, of course, everything in life will react to that, and that will acknowledge that, yes, indeed, it is terrible. And then it becomes very hard to get out, because these things, you know, they sustain within themselves. They keep themselves going. So I think the big challenge for us people is right now to find a place within yourself, because you cannot stop the change. You cannot stop the change. Just look around you, get real. You have to allow the change. But you have to allow the change without losing yourself in that sense. So I think the more you stay with yourself, the more you allow things to change. And the more you will see new opportunities within this change. Because change is not only negative, it only means change. It means the old is disappearing and new things will be coming. And within the new things are also the new possibilities, but when we look from a depressed way, well, I think there's a good chance we won't see them, or we won't see them as possibilities, but maybe as difficulties. So that's it. We give meaning to our world. And, well, very often we give a very negative meaning to our world, especially when we perceive things as difficult. So that won't make us our lives much more easy. No, it will make our lives much more difficult. So try to get a grip, not by trying to control the things, but trying to let go of the things. And the best way to do that, in my opinion, is to shift your attention to body perception. It's very easy. Your body just is. And by giving attention to the fact that your body just is, you will see that your attention shifts from all these troublesome things, which is all turmoil, towards something which is just there, in peace, which is your body. Your body is in peace. So give attention to that, and, well, that will, you know, color your way of looking at things. And I think that's one of the few things you can do, because, yeah, in a world where everything changes that rapidly, what can give us grip on life? Everything we grab changes, so I think you should try to put yourself in a position that you can deal with these changing circumstances. And that's exactly the idea why we put out the show. And especially what we're going to do within 1 or 2 weeks, we're going to do a daily show. Because every day, all these thoughts, all these things, they change so rapidly. Every day you need a sort of reset. You just let go of whatever has captured you and colored your life. Just once a day, just let go of it. And you will see, if you repeat that for some time, that your whole life situation will become more peaceful. Because at least once a day you let go of everything. And that's the nice thing in this ritual work, is when you as a participant doesn't have to do anything. You just have to sit there and open up. You don't have to experience something. You don't have to do this or that. No, the energy will take you to this peaceful place. Just open up. And I think it's our experience, you know, if you repeat that sort of input and you do it on a regular basis, you will see that your whole life circumstances will improve, because you won't be lost that much. Yeah. You won't get lost so much within all these inner stories, which, you know, sometimes run on for months or for years. And if we pull you out once a day, I think that keeps you much more in the middle. And the more you're in the middle, the better you can deal with everything that's around you. So that's the idea. And that's the idea of this show and about all the work we do. And it's also the idea of the new thing we're developing right now. So, yeah, try to get grip by letting go. Because there's nothing to hold on to anymore, except ourselves. And once you grab that, you will see that you can deal with everything in your life 100 times better than you ever thought. And not because you try to control it, no, because you're in the middle. And when you're in the middle, the wheel turns around you. When you're not in the middle, you go around with the wheel. Yeah. And that's a much more comfortable and peaceful way, and harmonious way to deal with your life. And I think that might lead to totally different circumstances and situations. Yeah. So that's the idea. And also said in the ritual we're going to perform, the whole idea of all, especially the drumming and the rattling, you know, which not necessarily is harmonious. It's not harmonious because I pull you out of your turmoil. I don't put you in a nice, dreamy, new agey thing. No, I pull you out of the mess you're in. And of course, that doesn't necessarily have to sound harmonious, because the turmoil is not that harmonious. But you will see, if you don't interfere with that, you will see that your attention will get, you know, directed away from that, and will get directed towards very deep inner peace. And that's not something mysterious, it's what you are all the time, but you are too busy with yourself. So that's more or less the idea, and I hope you find it beneficial. We do. So, during the ritual, don't expect anything spectacular. You do not have to experience something spectacular. You might, but not necessarily. You don't have to do anything. But what's important, don't do anything else either. Don't start browsing the internet, reading a book, watching TV or chatting, because then, of course, you miss the point. Because the ritual is meant to lead your attention. So, keep your attention with the ritual. And you will see that the ritual will pull you into this state. And sometimes it's with sound, there are silent moments. These are all meant to
Please visit our website at shuemsoulexperience.com.
And that's very
Shuem, S-H-U-E-M.
That's very pleasant. All right. I hope you enjoy it. I hope you're there again next week. And in case you have any questions, remarks, or you know, want to share your experience, feel free to contact us. The jingle will tell you about the website. And have a good week.
please visit our website at shuemsoulexperience.com. Shuem, S-H-U-E-M.